Some 18 years after the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, the head of a team of UN-appointed experts sees little room for optimism when it comes to ending racist incidents against people of African descent. The team is called the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, and its current chair is Professor Michal Baltzacek. I spoke to Professor Baltzacek on the occasion of his visit to UN headquarters in New York, where he was reporting to the General Assembly on the group's latest findings. And I started by asking him about the prevalence of racism against people of African descent today.
Every day, unfortunately, we encounter reports of such brutality, also in the United States, but also in many other places. Let's take the administration of justice. There is a huge over-representation of people of African descent in the criminal justice system. And it is, of course, part of the huge problem why certain perceptions, certain prejudices influence the situation and human rights of people of African descent.
You also talk about remedies. This is part of your mandate to look for remedies to this structural discrimination. Have you identified remedies?
Well, we do our best. Our solutions and our recommendations are always based on some fact findings. The group performs country visits, at least two per year. So apart from these general recommendations, we also want them to be targeted to concern a particular situation in a given state. It's vital that we try to influence, we try to recommend the best solutions that we see having regard to the situation of people of African descent in a particular context.
Do you have an example of, or some examples of, instances where these recommendations have had some impact?
Oh yes. Sometimes, we try to see not only shortcomings, but also how our recommendations are put into practice, and we have some good news, so to say. For instance, the group visited Canada in 2016, and following this visit, we were informed that some legislation has been changed, some changes to state practice have been also adopted, particularly in the province of Quebec, but also elsewhere. So it's not that once we leave a state or once we deliver a report, we just put it to a drawer. No, we also follow up. When we go to a state, then usually a follow-up visit takes place 5 years later to see what changed and also how our recommendations were put into practice.
Well, let's go back to the fact-finding missions you mentioned. You've had two fairly recently, Guyana and Spain. Tell me what you discovered there.
Of course, these are two very different contexts and two different states, but we, in case of Guyana, for instance, have found that there are particular reasons to worry about the length of judicial proceedings, about some shortcomings of the justice system. But also we found that there are really, really serious issues, for instance, with when it comes to conditions in detention facilities, which were, the group, when it visits states, one of the points in the agenda is always also a visit to a detention center, to a prison, where we're trying to see what are the conditions. And in case of Guyana, we even recommended that one of such facilities should be closed immediately because of the appalling conditions that we found there. Imagine a place where 50 or 60 prisoners are kept in one room, one cell. There were considerable issues with hygiene. There were considerably, bad situation as regards also safety, security of this place. And if you consider that, the place was, let's say, also dangerous in itself, because apart from the conditions, it was all wooden. So that was also, let's say, a risk factor. That was, I would say, one of the places that simply you do not keep humans in such conditions. At the same time, we also appreciated the efforts of the authorities to act positively in the sphere of social cohesion. So we also, of course, we see that much positive has also been done. But at the same time, we consider that our job is to highlight the shortcomings in human rights protection of people of African descent.
The working group was set up at the beginning of the 20th century. How would you say the situation has evolved since then?
I'm afraid that following the Durban conference and over the last, let's say, almost 20 years, there's no much room for optimism in terms that you could imagine that the efforts of international community would, you know, should be in favor of some improvements. But what's changed is perhaps some awareness have risen, but the problems haven't diminished, unfortunately, or disappeared. Isn't it sometimes a little frustrating that international commitments, that international documents and all this, well, a force of thousands of people sometimes does not produce the result we would want to achieve? You still see racism, you still hatred, you see and hear hate speech in various states directed against people of African descent. And now the issue is, well, how is it possible that, you know, after so many years and decades of trying to improve the situation, it hasn't improved? You know, the UN has now is in the fourth year of the UN decade for people of African descent. There are many initiatives, activities, programs. There's a program of action, and our working group was actively also involved in, let's say, the preparation of this decade. We would see it as a chance. We would see it as an opportunity that, states would also come together and try to improve something, because indeed, our reports and after the country visits, our sessions, and also what we hear from civil society is the best proof that reality is far, far away from states' commitments and obligations.